Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Today is the observance of Veterans Day, right?
Boy, I've been so confused all weekend about that.
Really?
Yeah, about which day it was, for sure.
Well, it was officially yesterday.
Was it? Okay.
But the observance when it comes to the federal holiday is today.
Okay.
Now, does your kid have school today?
Yes.
All right, because somebody texted us and said, hey, you dummies, all schools are out.
No,
it's Veterans Day.
It's
no, they're not.
It's not true at all. You're fine. My son has
Thank
school.
Thank you.
Yeah, my
Jamie.
Son has school.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I mean, I don't think he should. So the problem is like we're in Douglas County, but where we are in Douglas County, it's way more treacherous than other people in Douglas
right.
County. But they don't single out like rural Douglas County, and they should.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm in rural.
And from where you are from,
yes.
Southern Illinois,
yes.
And for Nashville, for me, they do it completely the opposite way back there. What they do is they take the worst scenario, the worst area that's hit by the snow, and they close the school based on that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you should
do. That's exactly what they do. They look at the backwoods, and if the buses have a hard time back there, then they shut down the schools. It doesn't matter if there's no snow on the main highways.
I don't know how the buses are going to get in the rural part where I am, in rural.
Chains.
I guess.
They'll have to chain up this morning.
Yeah.
Do they chain here?
Yeah, I think
the
they
buses?
Do. I think they do.
I don't know.
I think they but they have to. Where I am, they have to. It's all windy and crazy and snowy. It's a mess.
All right. Well, the snow is supposed to stop sometime later on this morning. And, at least that's what they say. It could snow for the next 30 days, folks.
Boy,
I don't know.
You know what? It felt really, really bad. I have to be honest with you. I'm posting pictures on my Facebook page of the snow, right? And it feels horrible to me because so many of my friends are losing their houses in California, and then they have families that are also losing their houses. Now, 31 people are dead.
What a contrast.
Right?
When you look at what we're driving through this morning and what you currently are driving through as you listen to the show, and then think about the heat and the fires and things going on in California right now. And there, and with that 31 missing, which I'm surprised it's more... It's not a bigger newsmaker, to be honest with you, because that's a lot of people. Now, get this. There are 288 people completely missing.
Oh, really?
288 missing.
Awful.
That they can't even track down.
Now,
that they fear the majority of them are dead.
Is that Malibu or is that the Northern Fire?
It's a combination.
Oh, both. Okay.
Yeah. And then I saw where a lot of the celebrities had to evacuate their homes. And I saw on Twitter yesterday... Hey, look, I'm not a big Miley Cyrus fan.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm not. I'm not a Liam Hemsworth fan, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a, let's see, who else was it? Robin Thicke, I guess.
We play that song that she sings, though, Malibu. Remember? She sings that song about Malibu.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
What happened?
Their house burned down.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and people on Twitter were like, I'm kind of happy about
Ooh.
It. And I'm like, well, why would you be happy over somebody's tragedy?
Because
like
people
that?
Are asses.
Look, we don't have to like her being naked on a wrecking ball.
No.
We don't have to like it. We'd have to like that giant hot dog that she rode for a while.
But when all her dreams come true in Malibu and then her house burns down, that's ironic.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's kind of sad
you
right there.
What, you know what else is ironic about it?
Uh-uh.
Those are the three people they named. Now, there are others, too. But those three people, it's Robin Thicke, Miley Cyrus, Liam. Robin Thicke and her did that big video, remember?
I saw a couple other celebrities.
And then Liam?
Yeah, but I saw another guy.
And then Liam was her husband, right? Isn't that her husband?
Who? Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah.
I don't
Weren't
think
they
so.
Dating?
No.
Sorry. Yeah, he and Miley Cyrus were dating at one time.
There's one, she's engaged to a Liam, but I don't think it's Hemsworth.
I think it is.
Is it?
I think so. I
and
don't
then
know.
Their house collectively burnt.
I tried to put together a scenario.
Oh, right,
here.
But there's another actor, his house burnt too.
So did that Camille...
Oh, yeah. Real Housewife.
Her house
Camille,
burned.
She was married to...
Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. Good job.
Yes, I saw her house.
Yeah.
A lot of people's houses.
I mean, you know, that's the only thing that's irritating, I think, to everybody else that lives there. It's like, okay, so what? They're celebrities. But my house burned down, too, and my name is Jim. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's really nasty out there.
It's horrible.
And it looks like that things are going to fire up. Pardon the pun, but it looks like things are going to really fire up with these winds that are about to come in there again today.
Let me tell you something. Now I figured out why people watch so much YouTube, because I have a smart TV.
Yeah.
And on the bottom, you can pick to watch YouTube on your big screen TV.
Yep.
And so I went to CNN politics. I went to Fox politics. I went to every stupid TV show yesterday to see what was happening with my friends and stuff, because a lot of them don't have service, so I can't see their houses or what they're doing or whatever.
Right.
I finally went to YouTube, and it has so many live California fires, live. I watched that for a damn hour. YouTube TV.
I'm with you. Exactly. That's why I said it doesn't get the coverage that it should be getting. Instead, they're worried about Donald Trump slipping on a tarmac or something, and they're covering that crap live.
He fell down?
No, I'm just saying they're waiting for something like that.
Right.
And so they'll do full coverage on something goofy when you know, you've got these homes that are on fire.
Yeah.
You got people evacuated. There's like 250,000 people evacuated.
Well, this YouTube, you guys figure it out. Check it out, because it was cool. Because the people who broadcast this one channel, they did all the local news in California. So when one guy would get boring, let's say KTLA or whatever, it got boring, then he'd change channels. He'd go to Channel 7 News in LA. It was really good.
Wow.
It was cool coverage on YouTube.
You know, I've tried to watch the YouTube because I bought a converter.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy like these little converters that you plug in and pull up the YouTube channels, but I can't seem to navigate it for some reason. I need a TV for dummies.
So you don't have a smart TV?
No, I have to have the converter. So it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Maybe for
you know?
Christmas, get yourself a smart TV.
Oh, baby, I will.
No, it's great. On the bottom, you can go to Netflix. It has like 800 things on the bottom that you can slide through.
You sold me. It's so good. I want one. I really do. I told you last week I was looking at TVs.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, even though mine's not that old, it's a 50-inch television, I feel like I'm behind the times.
She is engaged to Liam.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, you said they dated, you thought. So their house collectively
burned. Well, I knew that they were a couple.
But their house together burned, not separately.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that that was a part
of
the whole story.
I'm pretty sure they lived together.
And I thought that was a weird connection.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That with Robin Thicke and whatever. But like you said, though, there are so many people out there affected by these things.
Yeah, a guy named Jim.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Poor thing. I know. And then and people, like you said, missing and all that. Oh my God. Yeah. Dude, I posted a video of a girl going through the tunnels at Zuma Beach. Did you watch that?
No, I'm not seeing that.
Holy you'll cry.
I barely had electricity yesterday. I couldn't do it.
Listen,
anything.
You will cry. So it's on Facebook. And if you scroll down, maybe we'll repost it again.
Okay.
She is going through, if you've ever been to Zuma Beach, there's little tunnels that you go through to get there. But she's leaving Zuma Beach and she's going to the valley. And you really think she's going to die.
I did see that.
Her car dies.
I did see that.
It died because it couldn't get enough oxygen.
I didn't realize where that was when you said Zuma Beach.
Right.
I didn't realize what you were talking about. But yeah, the car dies.
Yes.
And it's like, it's happened to several people that again, unless you go to YouTube, you don't see it.
You don't know anything.
There's several people that tried to get through these fires, got disoriented. Gone.
What? And not only that.
Gone missing.
But, I mean, your car has to have oxygen to drive. And if it doesn't have enough oxygen, it will. Hers died. And you'll hear it. And it's the weirdest sound of it dying because it's like a conk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful. It's just like, what the? What?
Watching that video makes today's drive with the snow a piece of cake, pal.
That's the way to look at it. I like what you did there.
Slow down. It's a piece of cake compared to that video.
Oh, it's so awful. It's on our Facebook page. If you'll just scroll down a little bit, you'll see it. And it is, well, I mean, I hate to tell you, but you will cry.
Yeah.
I mean, you think she's going to die. I guess she did an interview later and she's alive and they saved like 12 horses. That's why she was there.
Right.
She was trying to save some horses or something.
Hey, Sean, did we find out about Bar Bingo or not? Is the registration still up?
Registration, we have not found out. I got distracted.
You're fine. It's not your fault.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
He was busy. He was busy looking up Caitlyn Jenner's house and burned down.
Bar Bingo.
So many homes.
Yeah. Hers didn't burn, though.
It didn't?
No. She confirmed that it didn't burn. Just around the house burnt. But she said she was so lucky it didn't burn. And which she is, by the way.
You called her. That was nice.
Very, very lucky.
Because sometimes you get confused.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.